I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The protests in Cairo are shaking up Egypt's neighbor, Israel. The main worry among Israelis has been the future of their peace treaty with Egypt. But another concern erupted this past weekend. An explosion at a natural gas pipeline led to a cutoff of Egyptian gas. Now, Israel gets more than 40% of its gas from Egypt, and it has a long-term deal to keep that gas coming. But Daniel Estrin reports that the shutoff of the pipeline illustrates the risk that Israel faces in relying on Egypt as a key energy supplier.
Israeli officials have been assuring the public that they would secure the supply of natural gas from Egypt to Israel. But some nervous Israelis fear that those assurances went up in flames on Saturday. A massive fire erupted at a natural gas terminal in the Sinai Desert. The Egyptian gas company says a gas leak caused the fire, but Egyptian security officials say that someone had detonated a bomb. The gas company contained the fire and shut off the pipes that pump gas to Jordan and Syria. The pipeline to Israel runs nearby, so Israel shut off that one pipeline just to be safe. Still, Israel's National Infrastructure Minister, Uzi Landau, told Israeli radio that everything will be okay, at least in the short term. Landau said, Israel has been prepared for the possibility of gas disruptions for a while. The infrastructure minister said Israel could switch to other fuel sources. But energy consultant Gina Cohen says that won't be an ideal solution to a shortage of natural gas.
Fuel oil can be used in the natural gas power stations. You can replace the gas with fuel oil. But the alternatives to gas will be more expensive and more polluting.
Cohen says those alternatives could cost 10 times more than gas, and Israel is moving away from its reliance on those materials. But Israelis also worry that the turmoil in Egypt could mean more disruptions to the vital pipeline, and some Israelis worry that a new regime in Egypt could be more hostile to Israel and cut off the gas. Energy expert Brenda Schaefer from the University of Haifa says it's a bad idea for Israel to depend on Egypt for so much of its natural gas, regardless of the political situation in Cairo.
Egypt consumes domestically about two-thirds of its natural gas production, and it's going up all the time, and it leaves less and less for export.
And that means gas supplies could dry up for Israel. The infrastructure minister promises to pull out all the stops to ensure Israel's energy security. He wants to push ahead with plans to build a platform in the Mediterranean Sea to receive boats of liquefied natural gas from abroad. But that idea has its critics. They say it would be costly, and it would scream to terrorists, "I am a vital energy source for Israel. Blow me up." There is another less controversial possibility. The infrastructure minister called on Israel to speed up the development of recently discovered natural gas fields off Israel's coast. Energy expert Brenda Schaefer says the cutoff of Egyptian gas should encourage not only the drilling, but a reconsideration of what to do with the gas once it's extracted.
For instance, when the discoveries were first made, there was a lot of interest in export. You know, you got this gas, sell it off, we're going to become Gulf states rich, and a lot of excitement. And I think it wasn't a very prudent policy, because you want to keep reserves for 40, 50 years use. You don't want to, you know, sell it off and have yourself caught without energy supplies.
And if Egypt becomes an unreliable provider of gas, those offshore gas fields may not be a luxury for Israel. They may be a necessity. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.